And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet. The Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I've got to confess right now, I've got a fat belly. Okay, not only am I eating Dr. Rosalind Young's delicious banana bread, I ate so much this past week, like many of you. And you know what else I got to do? I got to go surfing, and the water was freezing, and it was glorious. I'm telling you right now, I love to surf. But what I loved most of all was spending time with my mom. You see, my mom is 86 years old, and you and I know that our time here on planet Earth is limited. So being with my mom, my family, all the kids, all the food, bottom line is, I love Thanksgiving and certainly hope that all of you did as well. Now, I've got a great show for you today. Let me tell you who's coming in. Of course, I've got Dr. Rosalind Young, and she is our radio show's rock star doctor of audiology. In fact, she's helping me with my hearing issues. And then, of course, I've got Dr. Angela Barr, and she is a board-certified addiction doctor, and she is amazing. And then, of course, I'm bringing in Paul Sanchetti, and we're going to talk about the internet, your business, and how you can make more money. And then I'm going to bring on Bob, our tax guy, because we got to have a little bit of turkey tax fun. All right, everybody, I am going to start this awesome Thanksgiving weekend show off with you, Dr. Rosalind Young. Good morning, Dr. Young.
Hi, good morning, Ronnie. Thank you for having me here today, and happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
You know what, Dr. Young, that's what I love about you. You get family, you get tradition. And so like you and I, when we're around our families, we notice a trend. Some of our family members cannot hear. How do you address and broach that subject? Because you want a better relationship, but when you can't hear, you can't communicate.
Yes, it is a touchy subject sometimes for some of the people out there with hearing loss. They don't want to admit that they have the hearing problem. But a lot of the family members will notice that their father is sitting on the corner, not participating. You notice withdrawal, stopping attending favorite activities. Like, you know, they stop going to bunco or even just little things that they used to go, attending church, meetings that they used to participate. They're starting to withdraw from those social situations. And hearing loss can also create a lot of, sometimes a feeling of hostility because now, you know, you get irritable because not being able to hear as well. Turning the television up higher, much higher than everybody else in the family would like it to be. So it could be really uncomfortable, not just for the person with the hearing loss, but everybody else, like family and friends who are gathering.
You know, Dr. Young, I love what you just said, okay? It's a touchy subject. Anyone with hearing loss, and if you're around someone with hearing loss, you don't know how to address it. And then to your point, the TV is on so loud, you can't communicate. What is your advice? You are an amazing doctor of audiology. You help people with hearing loss. How do we broach this sensitive subject?
So the first thing you could probably do is ask your family is to say, Dad, you know, I notice you're missing out conversations. You tend to be by yourself. You know, when was the last time you had your hearing checked? You know, you always get your eyes checked annually. For most people, it's annually, sometimes maybe twice a year, depending on what's going on. But we always forget about our hearing, and it's really important to be able to hear what's going on. So I think to just say, hey, let's get that check. Should be part of your hearing healthcare. Should be part of your vision check, your dental checkups, you know. So incorporate that into the healthcare. And I think if we can encourage everybody to take part of that, it takes the stigma away and then really focus more on quality of life. Call our office at Roseville Diagnostic Hearing Center at 916-780-4200. Again, that's 780-4200.
And I'll tell you something, Dr. Young, anyone with hearing loss or anyone who wants to eat your delicious banana nut bread, I encourage them to call you immediately. Now, I want to address something that you and I also notice in the younger generation. You have an amazing daughter in Ava, and I know your daughter, like my nieces, nephews, great nieces and nephews, they're addicted to their headphones. They're addicted to the earbuds. Can you talk about kids and the problem and epidemic I see and you see today?
Yes. In previous talks that we had, we talked about the tiny little hair cells in our ears, right? That these are delicate structures susceptible to damage. And I think the awareness isn't there what noise can do to the hearing. And kids are always using now earbuds, headphones. I think there's just more access and more use of personal listening devices. And if they're not monitored, these kids are turning them up loud to where it could be detrimental to their hearing long term. The problem is hearing loss doesn't happen right away. The effects of noise may not be immediate. It's very slow, progressive change in the hearing. And when those tiny hair cells in our inner ear inside the cochlea, there's about 15,000, approximately 15,000 hair cells in that structure, in the outer hair cells. When they get damaged by noise, they don't grow back. So it's very important to make sure we don't damage this system because they're irreplaceable. And young children, you know, they tend to listen. They're not aware of the time. Next thing you know, they're on the iPad 2-3 hours with their earphones or earbuds. And sometimes it's not just the length of time, but it's the volume they have to really pay attention to. So if you have anyone who needs any hearing evaluation or hearing test and need to find out if their hearing is good, call our office, 916-780-4200. Again, that's 916-780-4200.
You know, Dr. Young, I love what you said about kids. And that's what makes them amazing. They have no concept of time, money, and chores. And you and I love that about kids. But I want to get back to the parent in all of this. You are a parent. I've got 45 nieces, nephews, great nieces and nephews. And sometimes I'm guilty of turning that music up too loud. Why is it that you and I, well, maybe not you, but most of us turn the music up really loud, including my producer, Mike?
Yes, I think we just have this idea that music, the louder, the better it is. And even though we know, yes, it may not be healthy for our hearing, we just think of to ourselves like, oh, this could never happen to me. It's not going to affect me. I think because the effects are not immediate. So then because it's slow progression, you're just not aware of the changes that's really happening until later on in life. They say, oh, now I have trouble hearing in background noise. I can't hear my spouse, my wife. They're soft-spoken children. It's harder to hear. You're turning up that volume slowly over time. And so I think we just have to be more cognizant about and have the awareness that loud sounds can damage our hearing.
Dr. Young, there have been so many technological advancements as it relates to hearing aids, right? Let's throw the stigma out the window and let's finally start hearing the conversation. Can you talk about the hearing aids that you provide for your clients and how amazing they truly are?
Yes, there are a variety of hearing aids available out there, from Bluetooth connected hearing aids. They can connect to iPads, your iPhones. You can answer your iPhones with, and then it sends a signal to your hearing aids, which is kind of really easy and convenient. You can control the volumes, programs, utilizing your device. So there's so many different styles that are out there, and great quality, great technology. I think a lot of people are not aware that hearing aids could really improve their hearing. So if you are suffering from hearing loss and you're not sure about hearing aids, call our office. We offer a 60-day trial, 100% money-back guarantee. And what we do is make sure that it is appropriate for your hearing. Your hearing might be unique. Somebody else's hearing loss might be different. So we really tailor it to your needs. And there's different types of levels, different pricing that is affordable. And we always try to pick the best that works for you. So if you have anyone with hearing loss or have any questions or want to find out about hearing aids or even just want to try them out, take them for a test drive, so to speak, call us at 916-780-4200. Again, that's 916-780-4200.
Ava, tell me what makes your mom so amazing.
She takes care of me and she likes helping people in the world so that they can hear their families and they can have a good time with them and they don't have to like be in the corner and like not be lonely and they can do more activities and she helps them out with that and tries to do the best for them, and she tries the best she can to help them so that they can have a better life.
Again, everybody, that is Ava. She is Dr. Rosalind Young's amazing daughter. And again, thank you both so much for coming in, bringing treats for us, and for being such an amazing person.
Thank you, Ronnie. I really appreciate you having us today.
All right, everybody, I've got to take a break. But on the other side is Dr. Angela Barr. You know her. She is a board-certified addiction specialist. And we need to talk about you and the holidays, because guess what? Someone might be drinking a little too much. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch. We'll be back with more right after this.
The following segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by our addiction specialist, Dr. Angela Barr.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I'm excited right now because I have board-certified addiction doctor, Dr. Angela Barr. And you know her. She helps families. She helps you. Anyone that is battling or dealing with an addiction, that is why you would want to call Dr. Angela Barr. Good morning, Dr. Barr.
Good morning, Ronnie.
Dr. Barr, in keeping with the theme of Thanksgiving and my belly being super full, can you please start off with, what are you thankful for?
I've thought about this, as we all do during Thanksgiving. And I think some of the things I'm most thankful for is my own ability to act, respond, and accept challenges. And at the same time, my awareness of the family and friends that I have around me who love me and will always be there to support me.
Dr. Barr, I totally share your sentiment. It is so wonderful to have family, friends, loved ones who support and understand you. Now, since we are talking about addiction, and it is the holidays, my first question for you is simple. What is the most common form of addiction?
Tobacco.
And what are some other types of addiction that Sacramentans are dealing with, families are dealing with? What do you see in your practice?
Well, tobacco is all around us, most common form, whether it's spoken or unspoken. But alcohol is a major concern, particularly around the holidays, either within the family events or isolated on your own at home, dealing with your emotions. And then further, we always have prescription opioids.
Dr. Barr, you said something to me off the record. You talked about not being the only one in the process, someone who's going through addiction. Can you talk about that? Because I thought that was a really good point, that you're not the only one in the process.
No. Addiction doesn't exist just in our own bedroom. It exists throughout the entire house and with multiple family members. And I like to highlight this point because this is one area that keeps an addicted person within the process of addiction, which is isolation and silence. I think that the most appropriate way for any addict to seek and get help is to speak out and get out. And I think that it is a family affair in allowing and supporting any individual in addiction and letting them know that it's okay to speak out. Get out of our head that taps into that cycle of our own obsession. And reaching out can be fear-provoking. Reach out to me. I'm Dr. Angela Barr, 916-333-5955. I'd like everybody, anybody out there that is suffering or struggling with isolating themselves or feeling like they're in a shroud of silence or feeling like they're in a dark room, get out of that dark room. There are multiple places to find fellowship, multiple places within our community for you to go to recognize that you're not in this alone, that we have loving and supporting family members, but there are other people that have our same addiction, are suffering and struggling with our same problems that keep us in this cycle of addiction. And within this community, there are multiple places for you to go. You can call me at 916-333-5955, Dr. Angela Barr. But there are other places where we must go to find our own fellowship so that we know we do not have to suffer alone.
And so, Dr. Barr, you bring up a great point. Isolation. Why do addicts isolate? Why not reach out for help? Is there shame? What is the stigma? What goes on for addicts?
Well, there is always personal shame and guilt that keeps us all in a cycle of addiction. But there are also reality-based fears. And those reality-based fears are, if I admit that I'm overusing my prescription opioids, will my pain specialist abandon me? Will I not get any more opioids? Where might I go? If I admit that I'm using IV drugs, which might be important for health reasons, but if I admit it, it means that I've gone perhaps beyond where I said I would ever go in my addiction. So shame, guilt, fears, feeling like you might not be supported, feeling like maybe it's not so much of a problem, can even be an isolating silencer for people. And so speaking out, just to even get a question, hey, do you think this might be a problem for me, is a bold statement and is really opening yourself up for vulnerabilities that you may not know how to handle. And so I say ask, get out, understand that we all need a family. We all need a support. And whether that's our family from our mom and our dad who bore us, or if it's from an artificial family that we learn and that have grown to love us, ask questions. And if you're suffering or if you're struggling, even with the thought of, is this a problem for me? Please, please get out and call. You can call me, Dr. Barr, 916-333-5955, even if it is just to get resources of where might I go to find people who know what I might be struggling with, whether that is tobacco or whether that is with prescription opioids or heroin or IV drug use or sex. There are fellowships of people that understand and go through the same thought processes, the same feelings of vulnerabilities, of using any sort of substance or any sort of state of behavior that will change the way that you feel.
What makes you so amazing, Dr. Barr, is that you are totally and completely dedicated to helping addicts beat their addiction. Now listen, I'm addicted to surfing, okay? And I don't want you to help me beat that addiction, but can you please brag a little bit? How do you help addicts beat their addiction?
So Ronnie, when somebody calls me and comes into my office, we schedule an appointment and we have a conversation about what this person's history is in terms of any substance or what they feel may be a problem. And I listen. And then we go from there on how to support this person into accomplishing goals that they have for future to make them more functional, if that's what they want, to make them drink less, if that's what they want, and how that looks in their life.
So the reality is, Dr. Barr, I love your motto that they are not the only one in this process. You and your amazing staff will help. What about families? How are families affected by addiction?
There's a lot of feeling helpless and hopeless in families when there's a loved one that they can't reach. It's a feeling like you've hit a big wall and there's nowhere else to go. And so ultimately, in what we do is opening doors, opening communication, feeling the freedom of there are other ways that I can manage this. And even if it is sort of accepting that your nephew is going to continue to drink alcohol, opening doors, communicating, honesty, and having practical means to an end. So I'm Dr. Angela Barr. If you or a loved one are struggling, feeling hopeless, feeling like you don't know what to do or where to go, please give me a call, 916-333-5955. I'm Dr. Angela Barr, and we work at Chemical Dependency Treatment Associates in Sacramento, California. Our number is 916-333-5955.
Dr. Barr, you are absolutely correct. Addiction does not discriminate, and I thank you so much for everything that you are doing to help addicts, because it's such a rough time around the holidays. And again, I just wanted to acknowledge and thank you. All right, everybody, I've got to take a break. But coming on the other side is Taxman Bob, and we're going to talk a little bit about Nancy Pelosi and what her plans are as it relates to the Tax Reform Act. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
The following portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by our tax expert, Bob Forsythe with OIC Tax Services.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I've got goosebumps right now because I am in studio with my favorite tax man, who I am so grateful and thankful to, and that is you, Bob, from OIC Tax Services. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Ronnie.
Bob, other than fat and full, like I feel this Sunday after Thanksgiving, can you share how you feel, what you're thankful for, and the incredibly exciting news, because you're giving away some pretty big stuff today.
Yes, Ronnie. I'm very thankful for my health. I'm very thankful that my home is still standing. I did not go through a huge fire. Very thankful that my family is healthy. I'm very thankful that OIC Tax Services is healthy. I have a lot to be thankful for today. And we also have to remember everybody up in Paradise in Southern California, you know, we need to give them a shout out to the American Red Cross and donate.
Well, here's the thing, Bob. I just want you to know that I'm thankful for you. Not only are we friends and do we hang out, but you're just an amazing mentor and you're an amazing business owner. Which leads me, Bob, to now asking you, what should we not be thankful for? Let's take a look at politics and what is going on there.
Well, Ronnie, we know the election is over. The Democrats won the House. We know that. That's coming around here in January. They'll be taking over. So far, it looks like Nancy Pelosi is going to retain the gavel. There are 16 Democrats that are opposing her, and they would like to move her aside. But aside from that, Nancy Pelosi's platform here, first thing coming in, is she wants to undo tax reform. That's right. She even compared it to Armageddon, which is a little outrageous now that we know what's going on in the world. Not to be outdone, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer referred to it as a stunning deception.
And again, Bob, you and I have been gloating, levitating. We've been thrilled at tax reform. And that is because business owners like you, Bob, can employ more people. We can grow our economy with less regulation. What is their problem with this Tax Reform Act, Bob? What do they see this as disrupting in our country?
Well, I think they believe that it is loss of power. And that is exactly what this is all about. You know, these tax cuts have done so wonderful things for the American worker. You know, 90% of wage earners see an increase of take-home pay. Thanks to this, a family of four with the average income of $73,000 is seeing about $2,000 come back to them. 58% reduction in federal taxes. This is fantastic. The same family of four will almost see $45,000 in take-home pay over the next decade. I'm not sure what's wrong with that, but listen, I've got a great offer for all of our listeners today. I want to help these listeners that have been standing on the sidelines, that don't know what to do. They have tax issues. They don't know where to turn. I am offering through OIC Tax Services our exclusive tax account review for our listeners. This entails contacting OIC Tax Services at 1-800-695-3010. You're going to ask for Bob. We're going to go through the steps and what this takes. We're going to find out exactly what's going on with your IRS tax issues. We're going to get our power of attorney on file. I'm going to have my attorneys call. We're going to comprise all these statistics for you and let you make a decision. There is no obligation to hire OIC Tax Services, but this is a $500 free value. And so this is the end of the year. Let's think about this. Call me at 1-800-695-3010. Ask for Bob.
You see, Bob, I love how generous and kind you are. Giving away a tax account review for free, again, it's the holidays, gives me goosebumps, Bob, and I thank you for your generosity.
You're welcome.
So, Bob, I want to continue our discussion. We know that Nancy Pelosi is going to be in charge. We know that her and her buddies are going to want to disrupt this growing economy and affect businesses like you. What's the problem, Bob? If our economy is growing, I respect that they just don't like it. But what is their motivation behind getting rid of it?
Well, you know, with jobs, it gives people such that self-worth. So I'm not sure about this. Of course, we do have Senator Kamala Harris coming in, and she has a plan that would give working families and the poor $6,000 per year, about $500 a month. And this would come directly to them. But if we have jobs, Ronnie, and people have that self-worth, and they're not taking a handout from the government, that does wonders for the American psyche. We all know that the poor would rather not be poor and working. We know that the working class would rather have those better jobs to increase their pay, to help their family and all their relatives. It's a win-win situation. So I really don't understand why they'd want to repeal the Trump tax reform. Call me at 1-800-695-3010. I'm offering you a tax account review. This is a free service, no obligation to OIC Tax Services. For those people sitting on the sidelines, call me at 1-800-695-3010.
Do you believe, Bob, that they believe it will help get elected? When you and I know it's nonsensical, do you believe this is just politics as usual because 2020 is right around the corner?
That's correct. And I believe they're all positioning themselves to run for president. And this is at the expense of the American people. I don't believe this is going to help the American people by repealing this. This can only help the American people. And this is what we're talking about, Ronnie. We're talking about good jobs. We're talking about businesses that get tax cuts to hire more people. We're talking about innovation here. This is what we're talking about. We don't want to go back into that black hole of government handouts that go absolutely nowhere in lifting everybody's job qualifications.
Bob, what other prominent Democrats want to repeal Trump's tax cuts and replace them with cash payouts for the poor and working class?
Good grief. I don't know what their messaging is going to be, but it has to fall under common sense. And they got to build on the success of tax reform. We look at what the economy is doing. The GDP is running at about 3.1% right now, which is about 50% more than what Obama had his entire term. This can only help the economy by keeping this in place and giving American families the jobs and the money that they need to move forward. Listen, I want to help everybody out there. This is why OIC Tax Services is offering our tax account review. This is a $500 service. I want you to call me at the office, 1-800-695-3010. Ask for Bob, and I will handle this personally for you.
Now, Bob, you and I know that towards the end of the year, we want taxpayers to actually be checking their bank statements, their budgets, and look forward to that 2019 season. How do you help your clients, especially business owners, get on track with their bookkeeping and the math?
Well, yes, absolutely, Ronnie. We take a look at their bank accounts. We take a look at their spending habits. We take a look at how their business is run and what's important to them. Now, we obviously know that the bottom line is important, but also taking care of your taxes is important, too, because that falls into your bottom line. We have to take a look at your expenses. We have to take a look at your income. We have to take a look at your employees. So there's a lot of ways of saving money coming up here for 2018.
The last question I have for you, Bob, is simple. Why do we need less government intrusion and less regulation, especially as it relates to taking care of yourself as you age?
Ronnie, I have a great quote from Henry Ford. Any man who thinks he can be happy and prosperous by letting the government take care of him had better take a closer look at the American Indian. We all know that self-reliance is the key to happiness. It gives a person that certain sense of responsibility. This is absolutely key to being an adult. I would love to help you thrive. I would love to help you succeed. I want to see everyone do that. Please call me at the office at 1-800-695-3010. I'm offering you a tax account review. This is a free service, no obligation to OIC Tax Services. For those people sitting on the sidelines that are paralyzed, have no idea what to do, call me at 1-800-695-3010.
Thank you so much, Bob, for your generous offer. All right, everybody, I've got to take a break. But on the other side is Paul Sanchetti, and we're talking about why Paul and I are madly in love with Facebook. Not Facebook for fun, Facebook advertising. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
The following portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by our digital marketing expert, Paul Sanchetti.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and you bet the surf is up. And it was up in Capitola last weekend when I went surfing, and it was absolutely glorious. I got a great segment for you guys right now because I am bringing on our radio show's digital marketing genius. Let me tell you something about Paul Sanchetti. What he is doing for my brand is amazing. He is a lead generation machine. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Ronnie. How are you?
Paul, I am feeling fat, full.
Right on.
Right? You know that feeling after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
And since it is Thanksgiving week, Paul, I want you to know how grateful I am for you. And I just want to ask you, can you share with our audience some of the things that you are grateful for this Thanksgiving?
Well, to be honest, Ronnie, right now I am very, very grateful to have a house and to have a home. I am originally from Santa Rosa. And so a lot of my friends have lost their homes back in October of last year. And now you look at the devastation up in Paradise, and it is just unbelievable what is going on there. So I'm very, very grateful to have the comforts of home when so many right now are on the streets at, you know, 35 degree weather and with rains pouring down on them. So yeah, I'm very, very grateful just for the basics of life right now.
And you know, Paul, you keep it in perspective. You and I joke off the record, we're getting fat, we're getting old,
yeah.
And yet you and I have homes.
Yep.
We are healthy. We have loved ones. And again, yeah. The firefighters are just amazing what they're doing. And like you said,
right.
So many people are suffering, Paul, and yet you and I are so blessed. And I just want you to know, Paul, I think your work as a digital marketing expert is an early Christmas present for me. So here's what I want to know. Mm. You have business owners listening. They need clients.
Mm-hmm.
What do they need to do differently as far as it relates to their advertising during the holiday season?
Yeah, well, you'd be interested to know that a survey was done recently, and most small businesses are increasing their advertising budget during this time of year, but a lot of them are not. It's almost like almost split like 50-50 there. You know, it's one of those things that you have to determine as a small business, what direction do you want to take? For a lot of people who are just maintaining a advertising budget, they just think that's going to suffice because there's just so much more business during the holiday season. So any type of small business just has to sit and just determine for themselves, should they increase their budget? Should they maintain it? And in very small percentage, actually decrease their small budget during the holidays. But hey, we are there for you. If you want to increase your small budget, we are there for you. I'm Paul Sanchetti, and I offer a free online evaluation of your business. Give me a call at 916-801-3309. That's 916-801-3309.
The issue that you and I are talking about, business owners, be aware. If your online presence is awful, if it's a disaster, no one's going to call you. You are not going to get business, and your competition is going to look better. So let's continue this, Paul, as it relates to social media, right? Because you and I know business owners, they don't have a clue about their website, and they're even more clueless as it relates to social media marketing.
Right. So let's go to the three main problems with a business and social media marketing. Number one, figuring out the free offer. Now, this is key. You must give something before you can ask for something when conducting social media marketing. And figuring out that free offer can be challenging. Number two, figuring out the detailed targeting, that is spending the time and money to find that perfect audience to target to. And three, figuring out the right social media platform. In other words, do you use Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, right? You know, Twitter? Which is the best for your product or service?
Now, what's interesting, Paul, when you talk about some business owners decrease their ad spend, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Google AdWords, others increase. I'm someone who really believes you got to start the new year off right with a significant ad budget in that first quarter. Mm. Ads are cheaper generally in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. What I want to know is, why do you love Facebook so much as far as it relates to advertising? I think it's a great place to advertise.
It really is. And going back to that same survey we just talked about, most small businesses still use Facebook to this day. In fact, it's almost three times as much as TV advertising in terms of advertising budget. So Facebook offers just, I love Facebook advertising because it has a very simple type of interface. Not to say that Facebook advertising is easy. It is not easy. There are so many things you have to take into consideration. Do you have the right campaign, the right type of campaign? Are you split testing your ad sets? Do you have the right copy? Do you have the right images? And do you have an autoresponder system that's responding to your leads? And are you following up with your leads appropriately? There's so many things that have to take place. But once you master that process, or once you understand that process, so many great things can happen for your small business.
And that's the thing, Paul. I meet with you on a regular basis. We go over our Facebook campaign, and I love the fact that you split our ads. You have ad A and ad B. I love the fact that you're also working with different copies, different pictures, different messages, mm-hmm. and different demographics. Can you and I talk about that? Because any business owner listening can hire you to do advertising for them in any vertical. So can you talk about the behavioral attack on Facebook and how you can target your ads?
This is a very interesting topic because as of October 1st of this year, Facebook got rid of some of its third-party targeting capabilities, which presented a huge challenge to us marketers. But Facebook still has so many detailed capabilities. So for example, if I'm targeting a personal trainer, so I want to increase leads for a personal trainer, I might target somebody who's interested in CrossFit and Olympic weightlifting and strength conditioning. Okay, so I can narrow down my audience as I need to in order to really reach that specific population. My name is Paul Sanchetti. I can increase your leads, I can help your brand, and I can help your bottom line. And you can reach me at 916-801-3309. That's Paul at 916-801-3309.
You see, Paul, you brought up a great point that business owners are spending three times the money on Facebook ads versus TV. And I don't blame them because, like you said, it is so specific and targeted. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Google AdWords. I'm also a big fan of Google AdWords, although I like Facebook better. Can you talk about Google AdWords and your thoughts on that platform and how you help your clients?
By the way, it's called Google Ads now. It's changed from AdWords to ads. Google Ads are great if you have a large budget. If you're a bigger corporation type or a bigger type of small business and you have a large advertising budget, by all means, you want to tackle all platforms, including Google Ads. Now, one thing to know about Google Ads, 80% of people will skip by the ad and go right to the first organic search. So when someone does a search in Google, most of the time, the people will pass by the ads and go right towards the first few organic searches after the ads. I did that for years. For years, I didn't pay attention to the ads because I didn't want somebody, you know, trying to get my attention there. I was looking for organic searches. So that's something to be aware of when it comes to Google Ads. Google Ads, you don't get pictures and graphics and video like you do with Facebook. So there's some limitations there. But like I said, if you have a large advertising budget, by all means, tackle all platforms. If you have a small or medium-sized advertising budget, if you would like more leads, if you want to improve your bottom line, if you want to increase your business revenue, I want you to give me a call. My name is Paul. I'm at 916-801-3309. That's 916-801-3309.
Thanks, Paul, for another wonderful interview. All right, everybody, as promised, it's time for the $50 gift certificate giveaway to Scott's Affordable Car Care. Here's the question. According to Dr. Angela Barr, what is the most common form of addiction? If you know that answer, call right now, 1-800-750-7270. Again, 1-800-750-7270. Please give the right answer and give your name and telephone number, and good luck. All right, everybody, we are out of time. I want to thank you for your support. I want to thank you for liking us at Ronnie Deutsch Radio, and I hope you have a wonderful week. And in honor of Thanksgiving, I want to play you one of my favorite songs by The Cars. See you next weekend on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Yeah,